Our theme tonight is ignore the echo chamber. There's a lot of noise whacking back and forth around the echo chamber in Washington. A lot of it's meaningless. There are two topics that keep coming up in the echo chamber. One is not important. One is the first is the accusation that somehow the Russians engineered the election in the United States. It's kind of funny. It'd be funny if it wasn't not funny. There's, as of yet, nobody has any hard evidence of Russian involvement. Now it looks as though the sort of Democratic effort is focused on Paul Manafort and Roger Stone. Paul Manafort has always had clients and close contacts in Russia. That's been known all along. If they make a big deal out of Manafort and Stone, it's not going to connect to Trump, but they can certainly make a whole lot of noise. The second thing that happened, which I find very consequential within this issue, which is not consequential, is that David Brock had a heart attack this week. David Brock is the activist who's put together, apparently, allegedly, a very formidable team, hundreds of people plus law firms, to basically investigate and create allegations against Trump and try and create real political and legal problems. It's a pretty formidable effort, is what it appears to be. He had a heart attack this week. It wouldn't surprise me if that was induced. There is weaponry that can literally trigger a heart attack. If that's the case, and my guess is there's a very good chance it is, what that says to me, their covert forces moving to stop the swarm, which makes a lot of sense. There's a lot of people in the intelligence community and in the deep state who understand that this kind of expense and ugliness in the echo chamber is just going to cause serious branding problems for America internationally and domestically. And my guess is if Brock doesn't heed the warning, it wouldn't surprise me to see him dead within a year. But what this says is the whole process is getting much more violent. The nature of this kind of situation is if people can't solve their differences by compromise and negotiation, then what happens is they get settled essentially by violence, whether it's covert or overt. So that basically addresses Russian involvement and sort of other yah-yah scandals that make a lot of noise. What is serious is the discussion of whether or not the Trump team, both campaign or transition, was under surveillance. We have Chairman Nunes of the House Intelligence Committee hold an impromptu press conference late this week and say, yes, he's now seeing hard evidence that Trump, during the transition, was under surveillance. That still leaves the question of whether he was in the campaign. Now, what has happened? The president has refused to be gaslighted and stood his ground and said, that he was under surveillance. And now documentation is starting to dribble into that proves, in fact, that what he was saying is true. It wouldn't surprise me if some of the monitoring turned out to be friendly. So you had lots of different players trying to figure out who they wanted to support. And as Trump learned and improved throughout the campaign, he won some of that support. So it doesn't mean to say that everybody doing it was wishing him harm. I do think this is a very important discussion because, number one, it's only the tip of the iceberg. If you look at how the digital systems in this country are being used, it's not just for surveillance, but for manipulation. And if you think you have to worry about what the intelligence agencies are doing, you really have to worry about what the telcos are doing. I'm a lot more afraid of the telcos than I am of NSA. But America has been exhausted by this process, whether it's Russian droning on about the Russians or droning on about surveillance. From many Americans' point of view, what does this have to do with getting the economy going? So Trump is taking a hit in the polls for this, among other reasons. But I don't think this issue is unimportant. I think it's extremely important. The fact that our digital systems have no integrity is one of the most important issues before us, because without privacy, we have no way to build human or financial equity. And so we can't build or trust an economy. We can't transact with trust. And the reality is zero integrity digital systems is the pathway. Literally, it's a descent into slavery. So this is a fight worth having, and we should all be glad the president is having it and refusing to back down, because it's, you know, it's hard to do, but it's an issue which is so very important to all of us. Now, I hope he can translate it from being disgruntled about what's been done to him to being disgruntled about what it's doing to everybody in America.